The Thread is a new hit podcast from Ozzymedia that explores history's surprising connections in order to discover how one thing leads to another, like how movie moguls in early Hollywood helped spark the Me Too movement today. Get it on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need some advice on your relationships, on dating, on sex, on work, on parenting, and more, we have it for you right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All you have to do is send us your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. It's just that simple. Right, Steve?
You know it is. You ain't even got to ask me.
I like his participation.
Mm-hmm. You don't really care
at all.
Man,
you don't care.
You ain't got to send me nothing.
But the lion, though.
Hell, half the people think we write to make the letters up any day.
No, that's the number one question.
We don't. That's clever right here.
Y'all make them up. I have a very active imagination. Nope.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject term, a mic on. Subject, why do I need a man? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 27-year-old divorced female with no children. I work full-time and I am in school full-time. I am finally able to pursue my dream of becoming a comedian. Since my divorce, I have been very happy being single and carefree and dating. I don't want a serious relationship right now. See, in the past, I put all of my time and energy into helping my ex-husband build his comedy career, and like a dummy, I let my goals and dreams get lost in his shadow. My friends say that I'm not getting any younger and I should want to be settled and married again, but I don't. Right after high school, I enlisted in the military, and I got married young, so I missed the best part of my 20s. Now I want to put myself first. The guy that I've been dating regularly is also pressuring me to settle down. I told him straight up that I'm not looking for anything too seriously, but he doesn't get it. He told me that I need to learn how to balance work and my social life so we can be together. This brother is fine and all, but I don't want to throw a man in the mix right now. I don't want to end up on my second marriage and wishing I had done things differently. Is there something wrong with me doing me for a while? Why do I need another man? Your thoughts? Well, I'm not quite sure what you want here. You started off talking about, you know, you finally are going to be able now to pursue your dreams of becoming a comedian now that you're divorced and everything. You also talked about how you helped your husband with his comedy career. You deferred your dreams and goals to help him and everything. So, and now you just want to do you. So that's how you started the letter off. Then you talked about, you know, how you're in a relationship now and, you know, the guy is pressuring you to settle down and be serious. Your family's pressuring you to settle down. So do you want to do you? Do you? I mean, nobody's stopping you. You're okay. It's okay to do you. It's okay. People do it every day and all the time. Are you working on your comedy career? Being in a relationship won't necessarily stop you from doing that. I mean, you're a woman. You can multitask. We do it all the time. So what is it that you're really asking other than is something wrong with you doing you? No, the answer is no to that. Why do you need another man? You don't need another man to you don't. You may want one, but I'm just a little confused on what you want. What do you want? Do you want to be a comedian or you want to be in a relationship? If you don't want to be in a relationship, don't be in one and work on your comedy career. That's all I have to say to you. Steve?
Well, the comedy career was confusing in the whole letter.
It was.
Because, first of all, you're talking, when you say Shirley and Steve, and you come to me with this side of it, I'm able to see the comedian side I understand totally and completely. There's nothing you could tell me about this. This is what I've done for 33 years. I'm an expert at this. I may not be good at a whole lot of other stuff, but this, I got a lock on this here. I know how to do it. I've done it. Here's your problem. You're this divorced woman who doesn't want to be in a relationship right now, but you seeing somebody.
Right.
I'm confused.
Confusing.
Now, if you don't want a man, then don't have a man. Right. But what you can't do to people, you can't turn around and do to people what other people been doing and think it's all right. That's what happens to women. They date a man that don't want nothing serious, but he want to just have something. Then when the woman want to get serious, he tell her, whoa, this ain't what I want right now. But hold up, you wanted everything that came with it. But now you don't want a man, but you seeing a man. And he fine and all that. And he pressured me to settle down. You told him I ain't looking for anything too serious. But he don't get it. He told me I need to learn how to balance work and my social life so we can be together. The brother fine and all, but I don't want to throw a man in the mix right now. I'm doing me. Like Shirley said, go do you. Go do you. But I got news for you. Let me help you clarify one thing about this comedy. You don't work full time and go to school full time and then turn around and say you're a stand-up comedian, because you're not.
Why you say that, Steve?
You're not. Stand-up comedians are stand-up comedians. We're not waitresses. Mm. We don't work at shoe store. We comedians. We got it all riding on this hill. And let me tell you something else. You helped your friend. Let me destroy a couple of myths in this letter. Don't nobody know you or your hood. So however career you done built his up to, and where is it?
Who is he?
Because we don't know who he is.
I cannot.
I promise you, we ain't never heard
this of the
you.
Part he been waiting to get to.
No, hell yeah. Come here talking about I helped his career. Who is he? So we can see just how much of help you yeah. was.
This is the part he's waiting though.
The letter ain't even funny.
You know, I'm 27. Who is this boy we ain't never heard of? By now, if he was anybody of value in the comedy business, one of us would have known the particulars of this. He just got divorced from a little fine year old 27-year-old. Oh, you talking about Rock T now? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah,
Rock T. Oh, we said that.
Yeah, cool. See, we would have figured that out. But that's not the case. Mm-mm. You're trying to become a comedian. How do you do that? What are you doing to prepare to become a comedian? Now, if you just want to do you, let's not drag comedy into it. Because a full-time job and a full-time student is enough. It's enough for most people. So, look, at the end of the day, you don't need a man, but you may want one in the future. So, do you. But sooner or late, you're going to want to get done. Listen to me again. Do you. But sooner or later, you may want to get done. And you done pushed the one dude out the way that want to do you. You done pushed him out. And you think he's still going to be there when you could get yourself together? Nope, I don't. We got more when we come back, if you want more. Because you may not want no more of this here.
Part two of your response.
The subject is what, Shirley?
The subject is, why do I need a man?
Okay, you don't need one.
Yeah.
Sweetie, you don't need a man.
But it's not about that.
Baby, you can live your life without a man.
Do you, boo?
Matter of fact, you can go get another woman. That has always had an appeal to me.
What?
I can understand if she want another woman, because I have too. Oh, yeah. I've had those same feelings. You don't have to get a man. Why do I need a man? You don't. Just keep doing you. But if you don't need a man, then stop fooling with him. Because you're going to mess around and fool with somebody that ain't going to hear this. You need to grow up and settle down. You can't play with these men out here. You don't want no man playing with you. So don't come out here playing with no men. Because y'all can't do the game like we do. I'm going to just explain this to you now. I don't care what rap record you done listened to. You can't do this the way we do it now. It's not going to work out for you the same way. Our recovery skills are much greater than yours when it comes to getting it back together. Especially after you soiled your reputation.
Oh,
a man can
standard.
Get his reputation back way faster than a woman can.
You're talking about the double standard.
It is a double standard. Mm-hmm. It is a double standard. My father taught my daughters a long time ago. Taught my sisters a long time ago. You can't do what I do and still be a lady.
Hello.
You just cannot do what a man does and still be a lady. Somebody going to disrespect you for it. And does that make it right? Absolutely not.
Especially what I do.
But is that the way it is?
Be quiet.
Absolutely.
It's just not much.
Tommy.
If I slept with 10 women, I'd be damn, Steve. You doggish. Okay, you can survive that. You sleep with 10 men, you become hoish. You can't survive that. you can't. And it's too ugly to try to survive. Now, so if you don't want a man right now, you don't need one, just go do you. But quit seeing men. Just go and do you. Then when you want somebody, then you make yourself available. But quit leading these people down the Donnybrook path. And I don't really think you're that funny.
The letter isn't funny.
The letter ain't funny.
Not one joke.
She ain't even say nothing human. I ain't even trying to make the letter a little light or something. Give me something that you might stand a chance in this business. But you're 27, you got it, your husband, and you left yourself alone. Who is he?
That's my part.
Is that offensive to you, Steve? Yeah, that's offensive to you.
Because I'm just going down the list. I'm like, Kevin Hart, this ain't his girl. Okay. This ain't DC Fly girl.
No.
Mm-mm.
Don't sound like Chico Bean woman. Okay. Who the young dudes out there?
I love them.
It don't sound like Billy Sorrell's girl, D-Lay girl, J. Reed girl.
Yeah, none J. Cole.
It don't sound like none of them.
Who I died laughing at the other day? That damn Mike Epps.
Man, I saw that video
on Instagram.
When
people was talking about, why don't you dress your age? Mike Epps say, F y'all. These are clothes. Yeah. We was wearing these clothes, cross colors and all this way before y'all got here. These ain't nothing new. These is our clothes.
Man.
He had on a Sonics jersey and a hat. He said, I ain't finna wear them Steve Harvey suits. This is what I wear. Somebody asked me, man, you get offended when Mike Epps said that? You think I care about that? I can't even tell you how that don't move the needle with me. Mike, guess what? Yeah. I'm finna go ahead and put these suits on 4 more times today.
Right.
Man, you and Mike.
You know what they gonna pay me to put them suits on Family Feud 4 more times a day? If I told your ass to go get a suit, I promise you would, dog. Listen to me. I promise you, if you knew what I made a day, you carry your ass over there and get you one of them suits. I'm not studying nobody. Y'all, please know, Steve Harvey wearing these suits.
Mm.
This is my brand.
So it wasn't Mike Epps' girl that wrote it.
No. We don't know.
These are our clothes.
Yeah.
He said, F y'all talking about. These is our clothes. Y'all little punk ass ain't had no clothes.
But he said he's going to be dressed like that till he die.
Dog, I'm dressing like this till I die. I said, go ahead, Epps. And you know what? Me too.
Yeah.
Can I issue a warning? We threw it to Strawberry Lane. Can I tell you something, Shirley?
Yeah, say it.
On my talk show,
mm-hmm.
this new talk show season,
uh-huh.
I am flipping the script.
What do you mean?
What you doing?
My wardrobe changes.
What?
Yes, my wardrobe will change. You've never seen me this way. Well, you
get the skinny leg, dog.
Yeah, I switched. I'm out. I'll tell you exactly who it's gonna be by the whole season long.
Is Will still dressing you?
Oh, absolutely. That's my guy. Oh, that's my guy.
What
he's the most
say?
Talented wardrobe guy I've ever seen. We've collaborated and put together the new style of Steve Harvey on the talk show. I'll be the same guy on Family Feud because I got to. But on my talk show, I'm going to wear my newer style suits and dress like I've been wanting to for a while anyway.
All right. Will
Phoenix.
This is
the stuff that I wear in the personal.
What that mean?
Okay. I'm going to not wear them on TV. It's a reinvention. I've talked to y'all about this 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a firm believer in reinventing yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly reinventing yourself. Mm-hmm. The next change in Steve Harvey's wardrobe will begin September the 4th.
Okay. All
Tune
right,
in
Blue
on
Cheese.
September the 10th to see it.
Tell the people about Blue Cheese, Steve.
Blue Cheese is what they call me.
And why is that?
They call me Blue Cheese because I be dressing.
All right, Steve, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter.
I'll be here all week.
At Steve Harvey FM, and this Thursday at 1... Huh?
Let me do it.
This Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, please join me for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook. Got to say thank you to the guys once again for filling in for me last Thursday.
Girl, you're welcome anytime.
Really?
You guys were crazy, right?
We'll do your show.
I was on a plane.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.